Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Love this song.
Now for $1,000, Dan Strauss, who did All the Young Dudes?
Mott the Hoople.
Correct. You owe me $1,000.
Wait a minute.
Best game show ever. Except, of course, for the Harris Challenge, which you get to play right now. There's no cash on the line, but we have other stuff. As long as you have not played this year, yeah, the entire month, you can get in here 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on some cell phones, *KTRS brings you in. I am Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geis. And here's how the Harris Challenge works. Each of our contestants is going to get a choice of categories from the ones that spill out of the computer here in just a moment. Inside each category, there will be five questions worth anywhere from 1 to 5 points. And there's a total of 15 points that a contestant can get in each round, but they don't have to get them all to win, just more than half. So 8 points will make them a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, oh, right you are, Paul. Sorry, you didn't hear my microphone on there.
You want to try it again?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on. Okay. Kill the music.
Edit that out.
Yeah, all of this will be edited. Okay. Nobody will hear it.
Okay, good.
Do the people on the app get the unedited version?
Oh, yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay.
All right. We'll have to issue a corporate apology to them later on.
Yeah.
By this guy right here.
All right, Paul. We have 12 free donuts.
Came a little bit early there, didn't he?
Yeah, he jumped all over your toes.
Man.
You know what happened? This is what happens when you go away for a week and you're not here for rehearsals.
Take three.
Your timing's off.
That's what happens.
I know.
Take three.
Sorry, timing's off.
Let me just clear my throat.
Places, people.
All right.
Yeah.
This is the keeper.
Get the background people in. You know, I know maybe Dan was distracted by the extras in the background.
I think so.
As they were going by the window here. All right. Fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
No.
Then you have to let them say the prize man.
Oh.
Goodness.
Okay. Shoot.
Are you professional or not?
No, apparently not.
Wow.
Who was that?
You understand that it's not all you can drink
what
here.
What don't you get about it?
That was only in Jamaica was all you can drink. Not here while you're back on the job.
Okay, I'm fine.
By this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul.
Perfect.
I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
The famous rant of, what's his name, from the Black Knight, the Dark Knight.
Heath Ledger?
No.
Jack Nicholson?
Batman. No, Batman.
Crispin Glover?
Yeah,
no,
Christian Bale.
I said Crispin Glover.
Famous Christian Bale meltdown on set.
What time is rehearsal?
I don't know. We missed it, apparently.
We have prizes?
We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville. From Peroni's Pizza, we have a gift card with 2 locations. They have 1 in Florissant and 1 in O'Fallon at M&P. Also, we will have Plaza Frontenac, right?
Now, Tim Weiland is...
Yeah,
is,
I did this.
Oh, he's gloating.
Around
actually.
Saying, you know what? When I was there, we never had a problem like
no,
this.
No, he's gloating.
Yeah.
The movie 45 Years.
Yes, with Charlotte Rampling, Oscar nominatrix.
Yes, and that's at Plaza Frontenac. We have that movie.
Okay.
Or...
And, if you get all of the questions correct for the full 15 points, we have a bonus prize for you if somebody remembered to bring in that paperwork.
I did. Okay. We have a gift certificate to Candice Cheese Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. You can go to candice's.net.
Okay. Oh, good for you!
All right, now let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Not so good, as you can tell.
I have to say this is riveting radio.
Yes,
thank you.
Is.
Thank you. We're very proud of it. You know, when you hear the final edited version on the air next
Seamless.
Week, when this actually airs.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to that.
Yeah, that'll sound really, really good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to give a shout-out to all my coworkers at Spectrum Brands here in St. Louis, and hi to Mom and Dad, Bill and Alice, if they're in the truck driving right now.
All right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. we'll see what comes spilling out of there. There's category one. Have you been paying attention? Category two, names you know. Category three, Abe Vigoda is actually dead? The actor died this week at 94 after having been rumored dead for 24 years.
Yes, it was. I saw just today. Apparently, somebody has been keeping up AbeVigoda.com all these years, and you would go there, and it was just to be a picture of Abe that said, Abe Vigoda is alive.
Yeah.
So they finally had to change it. He now has two X's over his eyes.
Yeah.
And it's
very, very sad. So you can have that category or either of the other ones. What will it be, Paul?
Let's go with the Abe Vigoda.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Five questions in the category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. For 1 point, on whose late-night TV show did Abe make regular appearances? Stephen Colbert, Conan O'Brien, or Chelsea Handler?
Conan O'Brien.
Correct. Who did he play in The Godfather? Tessio, Clemenza, or Barsini?
Barsini.
Tessio. What sitcom was his TV show Fish a spinoff from?
Barney Miller.
Right. In what 1989 movie about a baby that speaks did Vigoda play John Travolta's grandfather?
Look Who's Talking.
Correct. Five-pointer. Which of these movies did Abe Vigoda not appear in? Cannonball Run 2, Joe versus the Volcano, or Fletch Lives?
I'm going to go with Fletch Lives.
That's a good thing to go with. It's the correct answer. Nicely done. You got them all but the two-pointer for 13 points, Paul. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Stand by, and Dan, if he can figure it out, we'll tell you how to get your prizes. I'll go on to our next contestant now. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, just looking forward to the nice weather tomorrow. Want to give a shout-out to Timothy's Bar in St. Charles, who has the best bartender, Scott, my son.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be 60 degrees Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh.
Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Names you know, or our new third category, Oprah is 62.
Names you know.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Sandy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the Mizzou quarterback who was dismissed from the team this week after video surfaced of him appearing to snort cocaine?
Mock.
Matty Mock is right. In a controversial casting decision, which dead African-American music superstar will be played in a movie by English white actor Joseph Fiennes?
Oh,
you can pass on that? Okay. Which presidential candidate got a limited edition ice cream flavor named for him by Ben and Jerry's?
Who?
Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
30 years ago yesterday, the Challenger space shuttle blew up moments after launch. What was the name of the teacher on board the shuttle?
Oh, I don't remember her name.
You want to pass?
Yep.
What is the name of the affluenza team who was returned to Texas from Mexico yesterday?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have called this category Names You Don't Know.
Yeah, Names I Don't Know.
Yeah. Joseph Fiennes will be playing Michael Jackson. We were talking about her earlier in the show. Krista McAuliffe was the teacher on board the Challenger. And Ethan Couch is the affluenza team. By the way, the Bernie Sanders flavor from Ben and Jerry's, he's the senator from Vermont. They're from Vermont. The limited edition ice cream flavor is called Bernie's Yearning. It's plain mint ice cream with a layer of chocolate on top. Now, I don't know if my wife supports Bernie Sanders or not, but she would eat 42 gallons of that ice cream.
I'm with her.
For dinner, yeah. Sandy, I'm sorry to tell you that all you got was 1 point from Matty Mock, and when you don't win on this show, you get punished. As we mentioned earlier in the show, Paul Kantner died yesterday at the age of 74. He was a founding member of the Jefferson Airplane and later the Jefferson Starship. So we decided to take one of their songs as butchered by film superstar Jim Carrey.
When the truth is found.
That's That's enough, Jim. Thank you very much. I think Sandy learned her lesson, didn't you?
Thank you. I learned my lesson.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing, and we'll move on to our next contestant. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your own version of exploitation of the public airwaves.
Well, I'm looking forward to celebrating my wife's 39th birthday at Sarah Marquette Lodge on Sunday. And last night we had a team building at work, and we did the Escape the Room St. Louis. If you haven't done that, that was an hour's worth of fun.
Oh, wow. What is that?
We had a themed one called Western Bank Heist. They put a group of 10 or 15 people in the room, and you have to try to use the clues that they give you to unlock four-digit padlocks and things like that and find the keys and the money and the bank bonds if you have an hour time limit.
Wow, that sounds cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Did you get out?
We did get out. 51 minutes, 53 seconds. Our other group did not get out, so, of course, they were punished.
Was there anything like our punishment?
Yeah, I got called some names and pictures taken of them because they had been talking a lot of smack before we started.
I see. All right. Which category would you like here, Josh? We have you been paying attention? Oprah is 62, or the new third category, This Week in History.
Oh, boy. Let me have history, I guess.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the first American satellite in space? Enterprise, Explorer, or Atlantis?
Atlantis.
Explorer. What world leader known for his nonviolent demonstrations was assassinated this week in 1948? Three-pointer. Name three, for 1 point each, name three of the first five men voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this week in 1926.
Honus Wagner, Ty Cobb, and Harmon Killebrew.
No, not Harmon Killebrew. Babe Ruth, Walter Johnson, and Christy Mathewson with the others. Here's your four-pointer. Who wrote the story The Raven, which was first published in 1845?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Correct. Within five, in what year did the first McDonald's open in Russia?
1989.
Did you say 1989? I said you had to be within 5 years. You got it within 1 year. It was 1990.
Had to be right after the wall came down.
Yep. Here's what you didn't get. The world leader known for his nonviolent demonstrations assassinated in 1948 would be Mahatma Gandhi. So let's see how you did. You got 4 points for Edgar Allan Poe, one more for Ty Cobb, one more for Honus Wagner. That's six. And five more for McDonald's in Russia for a total of 11. Josh, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, Paul, I'm glad that I didn't get the Queen's Sweet because I don't want to have this new Queen's Sweet restaurant get the death knell like Jimmy's on the birthday, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, we hope that doesn't happen to Candice's. We miss Jimmy's very much. We're glad you won, Josh. Hang on, and Dan will be right with you. And here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. 5 seconds to plug something.
I just want to plug the world's greatest radio announcer, the Prize Man.
Thank you very much. He appreciates that. We have two categories on the board. Have you been paying attention, our weekly topical category, or Oprah is 62. It's her birthday today.
Oh, God, I'm going to fail on both of these. I'll go with Oprah.
Okay, this is about movies Oprah has or maybe has not appeared in.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what 2014 movie about Martin Luther King and a march in Alabama did she appear?
Selma.
Correct. In what movie about a White House employee did she play Forrest Whitaker's wife?
Lee Daniels, the butler.
Very good for the full name. For what 1985 movie based on an Alice Walker novel was Oprah nominated for an Oscar?
Color Purple.
Correct. Which of these movies did Oprah not do voice work for? A Bug's Life, B-Movie, or Charlotte's Web?
Charlotte's Web.
A Bug's Life. You need this for the win. For 5 points, what is the name of the 1998 movie Oprah was in based on a Toni Morrison book about a slave visited by the spirit of her dead daughter?
Beloved.
That is absolutely correct. It is Beloved. Nicely done, Bob. By the way, not only is it Oprah's birthday today, it was a big week for her because she announced that she had lost 26 pounds on Weight Watchers, and Weight Watchers stock went through the roof, and she owns 10% of the company now, so she made something like $1.5 gazillion. Here's my question.
Why she made that announcement that she lost weight then.
Here's my question. How do we know for a fact that she lost $26 and didn't just say that to make the stock go up and get herself $1.5 gazillion? I'm pretty sure there's no weight entry in your SEC filings. I'm just saying.
Being in the investment business, that is a very good question.
Yeah, somebody should look into that. Will you be in charge, Bob?
No, God, no.
All right. Well, you had a good investment in your time here today because you got yourself 11 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're very welcome. Hang on and we'll get you our prizes while Doug takes a shot at the Harris Challenge. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm good. How are you?
Go ahead. Plug something.
Pitchers and catchers report in, what, 3 weeks or something like that? So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. And it's nice to know that our winter is over with the 60s here this weekend.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Have you been paying attention? Our weekly topical category is what you're taking a shot at here, Doug. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the new mosquito-borne virus, already a public health threat in 22 countries and may spread to the Americas soon?
Zika?
Correct. Which of these have scientists in North Korea claimed they've invented? Hangover-free alcohol, sweat-resistant T-shirts, or puncture-proof tires?
Hangover-proof.
Hangover-free alcohol is correct. Which country destroyed a ton and a half of ivory that had been seized and officially apologized to elephants this week? India, Bhutan, or Sri Lanka?
India.
Sri Lanka. Which charity is under scrutiny for spending too much donated money on overhead instead of helping U.S. veterans?
Wounded Warrior.
Correct. What is the name of the leader of the anti-government group who was arrested this week for seizing federal land in Oregon?
Busa or something like that? I don't know.
Well, something like that. His name is Ammon Bundy. The cops took down him and a bunch of others, and there are like four or five guys still left in there, and Bundy says, okay, you can give up. Once he was out, I guess he figured everybody is ollie outs and free now, but he doesn't quite agree with that. So let's see how you did here, Doug. You got Zika for one, hangover-free alcohol for two, wounded warrior for four. But, oh, that's just short. 7 points, which means we have to punish you as well.
When the garden flowers, they are dead. Yes, and your mind is so perfect. Yeah, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? I would really like somebody to
You know, Paul Kantner just died, already turning over to his grave at this. All right, that's enough, Mr. Carey. Thank you very much. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Doug, but I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
I am too. You too. Bye-bye.
That's the Harris Challenge. You want to get previous editions, you can find them on my website, harrisonline.com, or come back and play yourself next week, 5:15 Friday afternoon, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.